Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another school cancels class over a shooting. The Cowboys make a big pick in the NFL draft and a world record career for a Texas pastor. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. Classes are canceled at Dallas Roosevelt High School today, the morning after two students were wounded in a drive-by shooting near campus. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
A Dallas school district tweet says the cancellation is because of a credible threat. That tweet came around midnight, about 5 hours after the shooting near Cedar Crest Golf Course, about a mile from Roosevelt. A football coach says he was giving the players a lift home from a workout when someone in a car pulled up alongside and opened fire, wounding the boys, who were rushed to the hospital. They are reported to be in stable condition. Dallas police are not saying who shot the boys or why. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Arlington school officials say it'll now be Monday before classes resume at Bowie High School after Wednesday's shooting that left one student dead and another in jail. Police have identified 17-year-old Julian Howard as the young man who killed 18-year-old classmate Etavian Barnes. This mother says the violence has to stop.
Another mother has lost a loved one through gun violence. That's why I'm out here with the other mothers and the other supporters walking the sidewalk.
Police are still trying to determine a motive and how the suspect got a gun, although they admit they haven't been able to find the weapon. Students were allowed to pick up their belongings at school today, and counselors were available on campus. The Texas Supreme Court appears to have slammed the door shut on lawsuits against colleges and universities that were filed because of the pandemic. KRLD's LP Phillips has today's ruling.
The question to the court was whether the legislature overstepped its authority when it passed a law that blocked students from recovering money because of COVID-related learning arrangements. The Supreme Court said the law is legit. SMU student Luke Hogan had sued over remote learning, claiming he did not get the in-person class experience he paid for at SMU. Last fall, SMU's lawyer Scott Barnard argued that Hogan may not have been in the classroom, but he did graduate.
The students are getting educated online, the best that the schools could do given the circumstances at the time.
In its opinion, the Supreme Court agreed, noting that everyone was struggling to make things work during the COVID lockdown, and the pandemic prevented things from being perfect. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
An officer-involved shooting in Arlington is under investigation. Arlington police say a man armed with a knife threatened officers responding to a stabbing call last night at an apartment complex near Green Oaks and Collins. The department's Courtney White says an officer shot the man when he threatened them with a knife. That didn't stop him, so another officer tased him.
And as they were placing handcuffs on him, they did realize that he had a gunshot wound. At this point, our officers began performing life-saving measures until EMS arrived.
Police say the man died at the hospital. Nobody else was hurt, and police never found any evidence of a stabbing. Police might use stun guns and restraints to try to control suspects who get violent. But KRLD's Alan Skaya says an investigation shows those choices are not meant to be lethal, but they're not foolproof.
More than 1,000 people across the country have died over a 10-year period following a physical encounter with police. The Associated Press compiled the numbers from 7,000 requests for documents and reviewed 700 autopsy reports. They say 165 people died here in Texas from a range of encounters, from police using a taser to officers restraining the suspect. 15 died when paramedics gave sedatives. Those sedatives aim to calm someone down who might be combative because of a mental health issue or drug use. Supporters say that can allow rapid treatment to help the suspect while also protecting officers and paramedics. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A measure that will give law enforcement agencies new tools to disrupt the fentanyl supply chain was part of a foreign aid bill signed by the president this week. Senator John Cornyn of Texas was a co-sponsor of the measure. He says it will target companies that make the chemicals used in fentanyl and the cartels that smuggle it into the U.S. Well, the Dallas Cowboys bulked up their offensive line in the first round of the NFL draft. Not only is the newest member a native Texan, he's also a longtime fan.
With the 29th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Guyton, tackle, Oklahoma.
It was a long wait for Cowboy fans, and even longer after trading back with the Detroit Lions. But at 6'7" and over 320 pounds, Tyler Guyton plugs right into the spot left vacant by now New York Jet and Cowboy great Tyron Smith. Guyton spent 2 years with the Oklahoma Sooners after transferring from TCU, and in 2023 made 9 starts and allowed 0 sacks and over 350 pass-blocking snaps. And Dallas will need every bit of that production to keep Dak Prescott's jersey as clean as possible. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A pastor in Texas City has passed away after a world-record-long career. Reverend D.N. Benford is in the Guinness Book of World Records for preaching at the same church for 73 years. Benford preached at Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church in Texas City, starting at the age of 20. He first stood in the pulpit at the age of 14. Easter Sunday, he preached his last sermon. Reverend Benford died at the age of 94. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.